Allison, Whitney Pittman, and Don Wick. Thousands of farmers and cooperative leaders are in Minneapolis for the CHS annual meeting. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick at the meeting and has this report.
Randy, CHS has enjoyed back-to-back record years. The nation's largest farm cooperative has returned more than $1.7 billion to its member owners over 2 years and more than $3.2 billion over the past 10 years. CHS President and CEO Jay Deberton reminds us each year is unique.
I think CHS and farmers in general always think about, you know, a scenario where margins aren't like they are today. And that could be reductions because of interest expense, could be reductions because of trade issues or commodity prices or high fertilizer prices, whatever the case is. I just think that it reflects, and particularly, you know, Don, where you come from, just really smart business people that understand that no 2 years are the same and some expenses will come up on you.
Deberton describes the current evolution in biofuels as a game changer. CHS is included in the expansion of the domestic soybean crush business.
At CHS, we have expanded both of our plants. We have one in Mankato, Minnesota, one in Fairmont, Minnesota, that we've expanded by 30 to 35%. And we are looking at building a new one in southern Wisconsin. It's all driven by this renewable diesel, and there's risk that comes with it for sure, but it is, I think, one more reason that I look at agriculture and say, I think the future looks bright.
As we look into the crystal ball, renewable diesel is changing the agricultural landscape.
Don, I think it comes with what we talked about earlier, with this soybean crush growing and growing because of renewable diesel. That's going to take soybeans that are grown, and if we look at North Dakota, those crush plants are being built. Those soybeans now that used to be exported will be consumed in the state to produce soybean oil and meal. Great thing, but the customer around the world still wants the bean. Mm-hmm. Still wants the bean. And so I think we have to just have our eyes wide open. The market signals will kind of push people in Brazil and other areas to bring more land into production and create those beans. That isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it addresses your point. I think it's something we're going to have to really watch.
The CHS annual meeting continues through tomorrow here in Minneapolis. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Low water level.